You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You just rolled the dice. If you just threw a dart at a wall, accidentally you'd get some policy right. But what he's done on economics, he follows the socialists. On immigration, he follows the open border radicals. On wokeism, he follows the hard left that wants to censor and silence and control. And on foreign affairs, he follows the voices of weakness and appeasement in the Democratic Party. And domestically, economically, it's been a train wreck. And abroad, as a national security matter, it's been even worse.
A train wreck. That pretty well describes what's happening with the Biden administration. If you're going to give the man credit, if you're going to give President Biden credit, it still ends in a train wreck. Those are the words of Senator Ted Cruz. This is May 23rd, 2022. We are live streaming 24. Thanks for reminding me, Mike. I'm always a day behind or a day ahead. I cannot seem to keep my calendar right. May 24. Well, how did I misread that thing from the beginning? I know, because I was looking at the wrong calendar as usual. May 24, we are live streaming at rumble.com. All mistakes are clearly documented. You're free to play them back at me. So Senator Ted Cruz is saying Biden has sold out. Americans are paying the price. Inflation. Gas prices. Biden on the transition on trying to get things better. Not working so well. But he says the gas prices, we are in a transition period. But once we get on the other side and we become all coal and free and fossil free, we'll be much better. If you're alive, you'll be much better. And then, of course, the mishandling or not managing our baby formula. He gets called out by a prime liberal. A prime liberal saying, you absolutely fouled this up. And that delivery you had the other day, that dog and pony show and tell, that was a flat failure. You want to hear that person. The guest today, Terry Schilling, American Principles Project, says the White House is admitting we knew the crisis was coming. We knew it was coming. But they did nothing to help Americans. They sent pallets of baby formula to the border for illegals. Now, I care about those babies as well, too. But should we not be helping American families and their babies first? There's another indication Biden and this group has put America last. Yet Pelosi is convinced we're not going to lose the midterm. I'm convinced we're not going to. We will not lose, she says. But the Dems, in addition to all the failures and selling out to progressives, are still pushing lies, which in the face of recent news about Hillary actively playing a role in what was disseminated to make up lies about Trump and Russian collusion, they still want to pass off and make you believe and think you will believe that if you believe anything Trump said, if you don't believe he was worthy of being impeached, then you must be deranged. These Democrats are walking a tightrope with no net, but they just think that you're going to let them happen and they're going to do what they want to do. You're not going to challenge them. Well, that's not going to happen here. In fact, they support or saying that these supporters for Trump are absolutely deranged. That would mean all conservatives, independents who voted for GOP members, and all minorities, you're deranged too if you support any GOP or conservative candidate. Plus, the White House still pushing a federal censorship board, brand new name, better yet, still censorship. Laura Reese, Homeland Security, secretary at Heritage Foundation, has a perspective on this new disinformation board. And I remind you, censorship by any other name is still censorship. San Fran Archbishop says that the priest cannot give communion to Nancy Pelosi because she will not back down from her stand on abortion. Now, that raises a very big question for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is, of course, Catholic as well. The archbishop overseeing where Pelosi lives says these bishops in this diocese cannot give you and will not give you communion. She can go elsewhere. Maybe others will. We got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The USDA says it's enough to feed 9,000 babies and 18,000 toddlers for 1 week. So are they bragging about this? Because that's not something to brag about. That's bad news. That's not enough. That's not even close. We know that this plant was shut down, the one plant that really is the monopoly here in the United States, 3 months ago. And we've got enough for a week for 27,000 children, babies.
Wow, that's a slap in the face of the Biden administration. That is Morning Joe co-host at MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski, reacting to the 78,000 pounds of baby formula delivered to Indiana from Europe. This is a special formula. There are a lot of parents that need this special formula for their babies. A major plant here in the U.S. got shut down months ago. And no one in the Biden administration thought ahead that this plant that produced 40 to 45% of the baby formula for this nation would not be doing anything for a period of time. They say we're going to have it back on by 10 days, 14 days, maybe 21 days. Then you got to get it delivered. And yet at the same exact time, pallets have been delivered to Mexico along the border, I should say, to illegals coming up. I'll get into that in a moment. But Mika Brzezinski is echoing what I was saying yesterday. This weekend fly-in of 78,000 pounds of baby formula. The USDA says it's enough to feed 9,000 babies and 18,000 toddlers for 1 week. Do you think that's going to be viable in any sense? It's going to help these kids? No. 1 week. And again, we're talking about less than 30,000 babies across the U.S. And when Mika Brzezinski, part of the liberal state-controlled media, calls it out and says, this is something they're bragging about? There's nothing to brag about here. This is absolutely bad news. She said it's not even close to meeting the need. Now, you know that, and I know that. Moms out there trying to find formula for their babies, they know it. And now a lead liberal on MSNBC says, you're bragging about this? Oh, there's another shipment coming in tomorrow. Supposedly due tomorrow. It's not going to be any more than what we just had delivered. So, again, it's going to be enough to supply about 30,000 babies for 1 week. Although what we've been told, and I don't know if this is a fact, but some of the stories coming out, they're not going to be loading them on pallets, which makes it easier to get them on and off a plane. They are loading them by hand. What's that, case by case, so they can stack them closer and tighter and carry more? Well, you're going to reach a weight limit. I don't know what it would be for the plane that they're using. But that still may not accomplish what they are trying to tell you. We're solving the crisis. No, you're not. And you've been behind the curve for many, many months. Now to the other part of the story. While mothers were running out of this formula and were complaining about it for months, there was formula available, just not for American children. This is what should really irritate you and anger you. Well, you just want to spit. Baby formula being shipped to the border to provide formula for illegals. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about caring for all babies. But we have an obligation. This president has an obligation to Americans first. He's trying to come into our country illegally through an open border that this administration continues to allow happen. We're suddenly dispersing supplies that we need for American children to illegals so they can come on in. My next question is, well, when the next batches come in, are they going to go to the illegals that are now spread throughout the U.S., or are they going to go to American families? Now, we had Congressman from Florida, Republican, Kat Kamak, who about a week ago said, I'm getting reports from Border Patrol agents that these pallets of baby formula are stacking up in warehouses. She did a story. She talked about it. And she said, can you imagine that you were a Border Patrol agent? You've got an infant at home. You know you need the formula for your baby. There's none available. And yet you're dispersing it to illegal children. And she said immediately, here came the state-controlled media rolling up and saying, big fat lie. Not true. Well, the Republican Florida woman went to the border.
Last week, I received text messages and photos from Border Patrol agents showing a stockpile of baby formula, and there was complete outrage from the White House and CNN and other liberal outlets claiming that we were lying. So I decided to go down myself and film it. And lo and behold, not only was there stocked warehouses, but there were multiple stocked warehouses that have been not only filled with baby formula and diapers and wipes and clothing, but they have been doing this for months, and there's more en route.
More en route. So when they decide to call her a liar, she said, well, I'll just go down there and prove you are wrong. How many Democrats, riddle me this question. How many Democrats have been to the border to check on all this baby formula? If there's one that did it, they're not standing up and saying, I saw the same thing. They're being quiet. When they supposedly had evidence of Trump caging children, putting them in the same facilities Obama had used, but they called them cages if Trump did it, and separating some children from some families because they were not sure if they really were a family or they'd just been put together. Democrats were down there every day showing you, oh, my God, the people are suffering. But if baby formula is available down there right now, do you see one Democrat? Do you see one Democrat? Do you see one state-controlled media operation going down to document what the Republican congresswoman just said? No. This proves again that Joe Biden and this administration are failing the American Republic.
And to the Secretary of Transportation's remarks that they have been on top of this from day one, that is a lie. They canceled 43% of this manufacturer's production with no plan to backfill that market share that they make up. So how have they been on top of this? Because moms for months have been saying it was getting harder and harder to find formula. This is just another example of the broken administration that doesn't know how to govern.
They don't know how to govern, so what they do is distract. They're going to always want you to look somewhere else. Don't look at what the issue is. Let's look over here. And since she mentioned the transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, he and his partner have adopted two children. And he had said, oh, yeah, it's baby formula. That's a big deal. It's very important. But where is he spending his time? Our U.S. transportation secretary, I repeat again, for the U.S. transportation secretary, he's in Europe. He's in Europe, and he's talking about what we need to do is help war-torn Ukraine rebuild, and maybe we should put the Marshall Plan back into effect and create additional $1 billion of aid. We have given billions and billions into Ukraine. We're not sure where it's going. We're not sure if it's really helping at this point. And now they're pushing for more. And I do believe Ukraine people that are trying to survive need help. I agree with that. But the Marshall Plan, of course, is all part of the European Recovery Plan that was created by U.S. Secretary of State George C. Marshall. 4-year plan to reconstruct cities, industries, all heavily damaged during World War II, and to remove trade barriers between European neighbors. And part of the stated goal was to halt the spread of communism. So here's Pete Buttigieg saying, we need a Marshall Plan to rebuild Ukraine. I guess somewhere along the line he read about the Marshall Plan and thought, well, I know about the Marshall Plan. Why don't I mention that? Why don't you get your Buttigieg butt back to the U.S. and take care of transportation for baby formula coming into the U.S. and get it to where it needs to go and get more? That's what you should be doing. Not one of these guys seems to be competent. Not one of them. And that's a shame because I don't want my president and the administration to fail. I dislike some things they are pushing, absolutely. But if they fail, America fails. And we all suffer. But, of course, that's what some of them want you to do. They want you to suffer. Let's go back to Mika Brzezinski again. This is a liberal MSNBC co-anchor. And she pointed out clearly this 30,000 bottles that came in the other day, enough to feed 30,000 babies and toddlers for 1 week is not enough. I want to pick that point up again. And then she goes to a White House reporter who starts trying to put the White House spin on. She won't buy it. Listen to this.
We've got enough for a week for 27,000 children, babies?
Yeah. They know that's not enough. The White House knows it. The administration knows it.
Hold on a second. The White House is tweeting, thanks, President Biden. Here is Operation Formula One or whatever coming through for the... And they're tweeting like this is the solution and it's a big thank you to the president. I don't think Biden would... But I think Biden likes to own things. And right now, this is the White House's problems. There are some Republican policies that might have contributed to this. This plan government obviously had many more problems than they first thought when they got in there. They realized they had a bigger problem. But still, 3 months later, they're tweeting thanks to President Biden for a plane load of formula that will last a week for only a small, tiny section of babies.
She is right on point. That's got a sting. That's going to leave a mark in the White House. When you're being called out by Mika Brzezinski of MSNBC saying you're failing. And then we've got President Biden in Japan earlier today, now headed back to the White House, talking about our high fuel prices. Well, it's still a transition we're going through, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it. He's not having to live with it. You are. That story will we continue.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
Yeah, there is President Biden saying, I kind of feel your pain. He doesn't feel your pain. He's not suffering like you. He's not paying for gas on a daily basis. There's some reporters, they keep asking the same good questions, but they're getting the same rhetoric back. It's transitionary. We'll get through this. I'm looking at a piece written in the Federalist by a senior contributor, David Harsanyi. And he said, the great transition from modernity is happening, and yet Democrats are not celebrating. Reporters are not asking liberals, why aren't you cheering high energy prices? And in fact, when Biden's old boss, Barack Obama, was asked whether high gas prices were beneficial for the American economy, he said, I think I would have preferred a gradual adjustment. That was 15 years ago. 15 years ago. And we have shortages of diesel fuel coming up, used by farmers and, of course, truckers. The price of diesel fuel going up 75% over the last year. I know some friends coming back from Chicago right now listening, and I don't know what they're paying in the Chicago area, but I know what I paid the other day, $5.50 a gallon. $5.50. California and Florida are already reporting above six. The average national diesel fuel is $5.61 a gallon, but I've seen it as high as $6.50 a gallon. One truck driver the other day said, for the first time in my life, the 20-plus years of driving, I fill up my truck, and it costs $1,000. That means the prices of goods he's carrying will have to go up. That means you're going to see them at your supermarket or wherever, whatever you're buying. It's called inflation. And 70% of the American public say we're on the wrong track. This is going wrong. They are disapproving of how Biden is handling the economy. And yet, over the weekend, you had numerous of the mouthpieces, the echo chamber from the White House saying, oh, everything's good, except for one little metric called inflation. Yeah, that's not so good. And that's the one that's biting you in the arse on all of us. And, of course, the whole idea is to get rid of fossil fuel. Well, we're not there yet. Is it not smarter to get to where you want to go before you start shutting everything else off and pumping the price up? Oh, that would be common sense. That is lacking in D.C. And, of course, solar energy is the other thing they're going to be pushing, but they're already recognizing That's going belly up because we rely on foreign producers. We'll get to that story later. But coming up, my guest is going to talk about this baby formula shortage and how basically it was created by the Biden administration. In fact, let's just flat ask him, do you think they plan to make the babies suffer? Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I'll scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My guest is from the American Principles Project. Now, I always like to give you a background on my guest as far as the group they represent. I never try to cover something up. I'm fully transitional and transparent with you, I should say. But the American Principles Project is a conservative 501 think tank founded in 2009. So that's the viewpoint of the speaker. That does not detract from what he has to say, but I want you to understand the basis. My guest is Terry Schilling. Terry, welcome aboard.
Thanks so much for having me, Larry. Excited to be here.
Well, I tell you, I've been looking at some of the reports you guys were following and coming out, and specifically referenced the baby formula crisis, and it is apparent to you guys, and I think to the nation as a whole now, even Mika Brzezinski of MSNBC is acknowledging what we're getting right now to supposedly get the supply back up is inadequate. But it started more than a year ago. The White House admitted it saw a problem, but it did nothing. What happened?
Well, what happened is the FDA started cracking down on the only baby formula companies in the country and managed to shut all four of the major factories down over the last year. And now we have a baby formula shortage, and no one in the public knew about it because no one in the Biden administration was willing or able or wanting to warn the American people about the coming crisis and baby formula shortage. This was a completely avoidable crisis that we're having right now.
But mothers out there, their babies, they could already tell things are getting tight. They started swapping stories, going online. Do you have any? Do you have some extra? They were seeing it.
They were seeing it, but it was too late. By the time that they started experiencing it, it was too late to just do an about face. They should have been ringing the alarm bells as soon as we knew there was a problem, right? And there were a lot of other things that they could have done. They could have eased the imports. And look, I'm not a fan of solving our problems by importing more goods to this country.
Right.
I think we need to make more things here.
Right.
But there are temporary solutions to this. And frankly, Europe has a lot higher food standards than the United States does. They're not allowed to put a lot of this artificial stuff in their food. So we could have imported baby formula from Europe, but we didn't do that. Look, this is just a mismanagement. It's like there's no one at home in the White House. Like no one's actually running the show or no one actually cares enough to try and run the show.
Well, I was pointing out earlier, the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, is currently in Europe talking about a Marshall Plan to help Ukraine get its feet back on the ground, but here in this nation, ignoring transportation and chain supply issues for this nation. No, you're right. No one is at home, and if they're there, they just don't see the issue or they don't care. Which is it?
Well, this is the thing that Trump was talking about. America first. That was his agenda. That was his priority. And you know what these guys called him? They called him a bigot. They called him a racist. They called him, you know, an ethnocentrist. They called him every name in the book because he wanted to put America first. Well, guess what? If the president of the United States is not putting America first, no one will. That is the thing. And when you're not putting America first, you're putting everyone else in the world first. And it doesn't work out that well for the American people. We have to have someone in the White House that is putting America first and putting Americans first. Everyone else has their own elected officials that are representing their interests. America deserves the same thing. And if there's something we can work out together and compromise on where we're both mutually benefiting between two nations, fine, great, let's do it. But when you're not putting America first, you're putting it last. It's just that simple.
Well, and I do recall specifically when Trump was in office and he went to NATO and said, we're going to withdraw funding because you guys are not carrying your end of the money. And actually, NATO execs were very happy with that because the other member nations started ponying up more money, which is good. But he also was being labeled, as you said, a nationalist. So, well, he doesn't care about the world. He only cares about America. And his point was, I was elected president of the United States, not the world. And do you really believe the president of Spain or premier of Russia or North Korea is going to be more concerned about what happens to help us than their own country? Of course not.
Well, and if they are more concerned about America than their own country that they're being paid and elected to represent, then they're not good leaders for their nation.
Well, they're dictators. Right? They're not going to care about anybody but themselves.
That's the thing that's gotten lost in all this is, you know, Trump got called a racist for attacking China, right? And in reality, China doesn't even care about their own people. They enslave them. They isolate them. They kill them. They harvest their body parts. They put them into detention camps because of their religious beliefs, right? And he gets criticized for criticizing China as a racist. It's absolutely insane. But at the end of the day, we need someone who is caring and representing Americans and our interests first.
All right,
that's why we don't. You know, go ahead.
Let me draw back down on the baby formula issue. There are pallets of baby formula that were being shipped to the border for illegals coming across. Florida Congresswoman Kamek documented it, had reported on it for Border Patrol agents sending her pictures and messages, and immediately the state-controlled media and the White House said, oh, that's a bunch of BS. Well, she went down there and documented it herself. Not one Democrat has gone down to see if that's true, but it's right there, and Border Patrol agents who had their own families, their own babies, or having to hand out the formula they could take home to their kids to illegals. Now, I want every child to have enough to eat, but I still say we start with American children first.
It's not that hard. It's not that complicated. The U.S., the United States government of America, should prioritize its own people first. And it's really important that we help people in need and we're there for them and do what we can. But that doesn't come before taking care of our own people. This is the most avoidable and problem we've ever faced as a nation. It was so avoidable if there was just someone caring.
Let me ask then, because that brings us, this is where in the South we say the rubber hits the road. A lot of folks are saying the administration wants gas prices go higher and higher because you're going to suffer. We want you to suffer, and you're going to be walking or taking public transportation. You're going to rely on the government teat to get anything and to get anywhere. Do you suspect that somewhere in the minds of whatever would exist of the Biden White House administration, they thought, yeah, here's another pressure point. Let's just ignore the baby formula for a while.
You know, Larry, I don't have enough information to make that judgment about the baby formula crisis. And I do think that they're a little bit different. The gas prices is all part of their plan. They view gasoline and fossil fuels as pollution. They think it's toxic to America. They think it's a overall really bad thing that so many people rely on fossil fuels. And so they view increasing gas prices and causing gas shortages as a good thing because it's going to force us to get off of fossil fuels. So those interests aren't as aligned. I think that the baby formula shortage is more of an incompetence,
yeah.
a refusal to actually take action, which is totally a thing that we have to worry about with Joe Biden being as not with it as he is.
You know, you mentioned the very word that was going to come out of my mouth, and that was incompetence. I mean, that says it all. Senator Ted Cruz, we're going to hear from more in the next hour, said this whole administration has been a train wreck. He said you could not do it worse than what he's done it.
No, that's true. And if you look at the Afghanistan withdrawal, told you everything. It told you everything about how competent this government is. The military is the most basic form of government that we have, or branch of our government that we have. They know what they're doing. If they're
allowed to do it, and they're not hit with woke policies every day.
Right. But we've had the complete corruption now of every single branch and arm of our government. The botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we left billions of dollars of equipment, hundreds of Americans over there, and abandoned it. It was just such a nightmare and such a disaster and totally avoidable. And so when your military is corrupted and unable to complete basic tasks like a withdrawal, you have other major problems that we aren't addressing.
If we get through, we will, one way or the other, get through the next 2 years of the Biden administration, what shape do you think the country's going to be in?
Well, that's up to the American people, ultimately. I mean, the American people are so versatile. They are a strong people, and they are willing to sacrifice. I think that the last 2 years have been incredibly hard on the American people. We've had to sacrifice a lot. We've exposed a lot. We've learned about what's been going on in our kids' schools and the corruption. We've seen the incompetence of our government, how badly that can affect people. Ultimately, the fate of America is up to Americans. Right. And our real question is, who do we elect? Do we continue to be scared and elect the people promising us cheap solutions and go along with the propaganda? Or do we elect fearless leaders who are willing to make tough decisions that get America out of the holes that we're in? That's ultimately the question. And I know a lot of people think that politics is downstream of culture. Well, not in America. In America, politics is the culture. It's where we can introduce new ideas. It's how we can change the law and change the culture. And so if we start electing the right people, we can turn this country around very quickly.
All right. Terry Schilling, American Principles Project, thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
You bet. We'll do it again. When we return, I told you that all this push for solar energy, that might replace fossil fuel and gas, is already going belly up. The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Let me share this article from you from CNN, and this is a energy economist serving as executive director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, All right, here's what he's pointing out. In March, the U.S. Department of Commerce opened an investigation to determine if four countries that supply the U.S. with solar panels, Cambodia, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, have been using components made in China. They would be subject to U.S. tariffs. See, we already knew and suspected China if we're going to not take some of their goods or we're going to increase the tariffs, well, they'll ship them to other countries and have them produced and come out of that country. But it's a China project and a China product when you get down to it. He said, if the Commerce Department finds that to be the case, then these solar panels that these four countries sell to the U.S. could be subject to retroactive tariffs, which would in turn cause prices here in the U.S. to spike. Yep. Comes full circle, doesn't it? He adds that the industry is already in a panic, the solar industry. He said a recent report by the solar energy industry found that 83% of U.S. companies surveyed that use or purchase solar panels are expecting cancellations or delays. Some CEOs worry the investigation would cause the industry to collapse. And again, not surprising given how much we rely on foreign panel materials. And in fact, 80% of all solar panels installed in the U.S., 80% are imported from Cambodia, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam. Once again, we're making ourselves vulnerable to foreign imports. And in this case, actually to China. Because I would guarantee you China's behind this. Then he goes on to say, solar energy is the fastest growing energy source in the U.S., possibly the nation's best hope for achieving its climate goals. There you have it. There you have it right there. Climate goals. We have cut emissions in this country dramatically. I mean, if you've ever looked at pictures from the 20s and 30s and 40s of those plants belching smoke, covering homes and people, believe me, we have cut considerably. If we can do some more, okay. But the problem is we're crippling Americans and the American economy in the process. And meanwhile, China and India remain the biggest polluters of the world. So what good does it do to curtail pollution here when those two are doing what they're doing? And then now we're going to import oil from Venezuela. Well, we will take their fossil fuel oil, but we won't go back to using what we have available in this country as we did with the Trump administration. Does that make one bit of sense to you? If it does, you need some help. I'm telling you, you need some help. Goes on to say in this thing that to meet the nation's clean energy goals, we have to develop a robust manufacturing capacity to produce solar panels and components. Da, da, blah, blah, blah. See, here they go again. Now let's take all of this money and give to these companies that are on the verge of failing because of solar panels and get more solar panels out there. This would signal a long-term commitment to the growth of solar energy. No, we're going to spend $40 to $90 billion in Ukraine helping them reestablish their border, which here we ignore our border, helping them keep illegals from coming in, whereas here we don't really care. We're bringing them in. And in fact, word just came, I'll tell you about it in news and commentary coming up. An ISIS member, I should say suspected ISIS member, if I want to be accurate about it, is now charged with plotting to kill former President Bush with some of the illegals that came across the border. Now, we will wait and see how these facts play out. But I know I've told you repeatedly, and I know most of you believe this, we're not vetting these coming across the border. If they're brown skin, they almost automatically get in because we, Mexican, we don't know, South American, I know, Spanish, Middle East, you could appear to be the same. Now, the Haitians were a little bit different because they were a lot darker, right? And there was a little issue with the Haitians. They were trying to come up from Cuba. They were easily spotted. But we have already stop some illegals from at least 120-plus countries, several of those from the Middle East. Several could be Islamic jihadists coming into the country with these caravans that are ready to break across the border. They had 750 grabbed up the other day because they're tired of waiting for May 23rd, and a federal judge may have put that on hold that he's not going to let the Biden administration lift Title 42, I said 43, Title 42 for the CDC health guidance. So they just went ahead and brushed the border anyway. Who knows how many have gotten into this country because they were not going to be able to fly in. They were on a no-fly list, but they got down to Mexico somewhere or another, walked across the border, and now they're waiting for a call for jihad. Make you feel safe, sleep well at night. Stand by for next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.